Nolte, only 36% believe Kyle Rittenhouse media coverage was fair. By John Nolte on November 23, 2021. The latest polling from Rasmussen shows that only 36% of respondents believe the media coverage of Kyle Rittenhouse was fair. Rittenhouse, who faced life in prison for shooting and killing two white scumbags and wounding a third, who was also white, was found not guilty by a Kenosha, Wisconsin jury last week. There were all kinds of videos of the altercation, and the video proved beyond any doubt Rittenhouse was an innocent victim in legitimate fear of his own life when these white, depraved scumbags attacked him, one with a gun. When 1,000 likely voters were asked, how fair was media coverage of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial? Only 14% said very fair, while only 22% said somewhat fair. Meanwhile, a clear plurality of 47% said the coverage was not very fair. 19%, and not at all fair, 28%. 18% had no opinion, which aligns pretty closely with the 24% who said they didn't follow the story closely. Here's an even more stunning number. Only 15% said the coverage was biased in favor of Rittenhouse, while 23% said it was neutral. But another clear plurality, 47%, said it was biased against Rittenhouse. In their disgraceful and disgracefully dishonest coverage of this story, the corporate media did not even try to hide its two primary goals. 1. Lynch Rittenhouse with an unjust life sentence. And 2. If Rittenhouse was acquitted, incite riots in Democrat-run cities. The lies were audacious and clearly, and I do mean clearly, geared to intimidate the jury with the threat of race riots. The media lied about Rittenhouse being a white supremacist. The media lied through omission to make readers believe Rittenhouse shot black people. The media called him a murderer. The media called him a mass shooter. The media claimed the AR-15 that saved his life was illegal. The media made an issue out of the non-issue of him crossing state lines to go to Kenosha. It was a few miles, not that it matters. The media even smeared the judge as racist. The media hid all the mitigating evidence, like all the videotape of an obvious act of self-defense. To make it seem like Rittenhouse ran to Kenosha to shoot black people, the media hid the fact his family lived there. They hid the fact he spent a whole day cleaning graffiti off a high school, which proved he was there to help. Deliberate lie, after deliberate lie, after deliberate lie. And all to prove to themselves they still have the wicked power to lynch an innocent man and incite race riots. But here's the good news. Only 36% believe the media's coverage was accurate. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The combined failures, extremism, fascism, and dishonesty of elected Democrats, the corporate media, and big tech are bringing what was a 50-50 country together. Normal Americans have had enough. We saw it in Virginia, and we are going to see it again in the 2022 midterms. The public not only sees through the media have also lost their influence. Hell, the media couldn't even start riots this time. And starting riots is a pretty easy thing to do. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.